With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is a Royfield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Yeah, I know.
In an uncertain world, there is always music which can be listened to in good company. Welcome to Friday 15, the show where we speak to friends and interesting people to the backdrop of great tunes and allocate 15 minutes to both. Today we speak to Thomas Daly about the start of the new baseball season. Eloise Lessiter is best known by her stage name Christine and the Queens. The French singer, songwriter and producer was born in Nantes. From the album Chanteur Humaine, this is it.
With this, I become the deft again, some fit. With this, I'm a red mural on this ship. And I race with infants for my coronation. I rule over all my dead impersonations. Cause I've got it. I'm a man.
The 2017 Major Baseball season began on April the 2nd with three games. Thomas, why should the rest of the world be bothered about this game which is played by junior schoolgirls in the UK?
Wow. I don't know why the rest of the world should, but I know I do.
But you have this thing called the World Series, and it's not, is it? It's played by teams in America and Canada. At best, that's North America. The whole thing's a misnomer.
I'm sorry, does anything in the rest of the world count?
You sound like the most rabid of Trump supporters right now, sir.
No, it's baseball. Everyone should like baseball, Royfield.
But why?
It's the beautiful game. It's peaceful. But explosive. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got this geometric simplicity and precision. He has 90 feet between the bases. The pitcher stands 60 feet, 6 inches away, and he hurls a 5-ounce stitch cowhide ball up to 100 miles an hour over an 18-inch plate. And there's a guy standing there who has a split second to decide if he's going to evaluate the trajectory of the pitch and figure out if he's going to swing or not and try to use his rolled ash wooden stick in his hand to hit the ball. And if he's successful 3 times out of 10 over the course of his career, he'll be in the Hall of Fame. There's not a harder thing to do.
Most of the time, they swing and miss. A lot of swinging and missing.
Yeah.
All right. So the guy throws the ball. For the most part, the guy with the bat swings and misses. Now, here's another thing. All right. Now, here's a game for you, which is played by countries around the world. I wouldn't quite call it a world sport because I'm being realistic. Cricket, which I believe is the antecedent to your inferior product, baseball. Right?
That's one of the evolutionary progenitors, okay. Yeah.
So England play cricket, the West Indies, India, Australia, New Zealand, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, South Africa, all to a reasonable standard. Then you have Kenya, Holland, etc. Right,
so pretty much everywhere the British Empire is conquered and Holland, stamped its Holland, cultural identity onto
Holland. Okay, gotcha. Holland play. All right, so those guys, right, have you seen, right, the guys in the field, that ball is hit so hard they're not wearing mitts, they dive like salmon and can catch that ball. And it's traveling at 100 miles an hour. They're real men, Thomas. Real men. Real athletes. You know, they don't have this kind of padding, mitts and whatever to help their little sissy hands and whatever. It's a real man's game.
There's real anger here, Royfield.
No.
I feel an inferiority complex or something.
Not at all. Pure superiority. Cricket is a game which is supported by billions of people around the world. And is older and has greater traditions than your newfangled baseball.
Well, and that might be. And I have no antipathy towards cricket.
Well, it's impossible to have any, surely.
Don't care for it, but I wouldn't degrade it. Baseball is an evolutionary product of cricket and an American's dissatisfaction with it in many ways.
Is it going to be an evolutionary cul-de-sac, though, do you reckon?
Well, you know, the world's changing. If you think about it, part of the reason that baseball, the changes that were made to cricket and the other sport was called rounders.
Well, that's the game which girls play at school. So, right. You know, jokes aside,
yeah. Well, it's hard with the Pilgrims.
Yeah, it's hard for us Brits to look at baseball and kind of take it seriously because to us it is rounders. And it's a game, not being sexist or disparaging, but school girls play, not even senior school girls. It's like 8-year-old to 12-year-old girls play. And it's something which kind of gets discarded as a 13-year-old.
Right. There's significant rule changes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not here to try to convince you.
That's exactly
that
why
you should
here.
Like. Because deeply biased.
No, not at all. No, not at all. I just play devil's advocate. I just play devil's advocate, Thomas. That's all I do.
I look at baseball and I see a deeply beautiful thing. When I, you know, watch footage of, you know, Willie Mays track down the fly ball where he has that amazing, iconic over the shoulder catch. Or to watch Mickey Mantle hit the ball a mile, or, you know, watch a dominating pitcher like Randy Johnson. There's just a almost indescribable beauty to the physical performance, and I would dare say grace, that these athletes are performing. It's not just smash mouth football, you know, where people are, and I mean American football, where people are just running into each other. It's not the same thing as basketball, where it's just nonstop and you're playing the clock. You know, it's a special kind of game. It defies time. You're not playing the clock. If you can keep your rally going, if you can keep it going, you don't have to stop. Your opponent has to stop you. That's the only way that you can be defeated. You know, it's a game where the defense has the ball.
Thomas, if baseball is such a beautiful game, why is it that, you Americans have not really been able to sell it to the rest of the world, with the exception of Cuba and Japan. No other country, and if you take Canada as being part of America, in the, you know, Toronto Blue Jays play in your league, mm-hmm. there's only other two other countries that play it to any serious level. Why is that? You know, you've had 100 years of plus of kind of getting this right now.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. I mean, it's not just Cuba. It's pretty much the entire Caribbean. Dominican Republic, Haiti, you know, they all play.
But do they play to a competitive standard?
Oh, yeah, there's tons of Dominican professionals. Yeah, yeah, definitely, Royfield. But you're right, it really hasn't...
How many Jamaicans? Jamaica is like the big boss island down there. And the last time I checked, they're all playing football, real football and cricket.
And bobsledding, if I'm to believe. But no, you're right to a point. No, it hasn't made, you know, the cultural inroads, you know, that football, soccer has. But... it was in the Olympics for years, and you know, the U.S. actually just won the World Baseball Classic, which it took the place of the Olympic baseball tournament.
Wait a minute, Thomas, you can't claim any satisfaction that the U.S. won a genuine world country title when it comes to baseball. Of course you should. You should win it every time.
Why? I think there's incredible athletes in other countries.
Athletes there might be. But you have such strength and depth in numbers that, strictly speaking, the US should beat any national team it comes up against ad infinitum. You could put out a fifth string side and surely go and beat any old team from just about any other country.
I mean, to some extent, maybe. I mean, we also have a lot of other professional sports that, you know, take young men's and young women's interests. Soccer is increasingly getting more popular in the United States.
And so it should.
Yeah, sure. My daughter loves soccer. Basketball. Lots of young men and women go to play basketball and focus on that instead.
Only the freaky ones that are 6 foot, like three and above in the height. You know, come on. That's a freak's game. One of the things which I do like about baseball, and this is one of the reasons why I do think I'm still trying to slightly struggle as to why it hasn't been able to transplant itself successfully throughout the planet, is the fact that it's played by average size people, average size men. You know, they're not physical freaks. And to be fair, not all of them really look like athletes to me. Some of them could stop going down the pub and drinking beer.
That's a popular image. True and not true. Baseball strength and training conditioning has gotten much, much better over the last 10 to 15, maybe 20 years than it had in the 1970s. When you see those big beer gut, like Fu Manchu wearing pitchers, like like Catfish Hunter, mm-hmm. you know, who they look like slobs, but you know, still a great pitcher. But it does, and that's part of the intrigue, at least to Americans, is this idea that it looks like any of us could do it. But if you went on the field with some of these guys, you'd be put in your place pretty quick.
I love team sport, and I love the history and tradition of teams, the fact that they come out of certain areas and they become imbued with the tradition of a certain city or neighborhood. As a total newbie to baseball, with no axe to grind, who should I support and why?
You should support the New York Yankees because they are the greatest sports franchise that's ever existed in the history of everything.
Said like a true American. Have you ever heard of Manchester United, Real
Never
Madrid?
Heard.
You know, nope. They actually gross more money than any U.S. sport team.
Yes, I've heard of them. How many championships do they have, out of curiosity?
Well, for a start off, they play in a much more competitive league with many more teams. Both of those two legendary sporting teams. So it's not really like. But okay, I'm biased towards working class cities which have teams which fundamentally never win. So the New York Yankees sounds a bit Fancy Dan for me. I need a not, like, when it comes to American football, I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. You know, I wear my pain on my sleeve. So I need the equivalent in baseball.
Well, until last year, it would have been the Chicago Cubs. They hadn't, I think it was 1908 was the last time they'd won a World Series. And they'd just had a cacophony of heartbreak over the years. And you know, 10 years earlier, it would have been the Boston Red Sox. But, you know, they've managed to step up and win. And, you know, even the Cleveland Indians have been pretty decent the last couple of years. So I don't know if there's that team for you, Roy Field, that hopeless, sad sack team that you love to embrace.
So, Thomas, do you think you should take me to a ball game?
I would love to take you to a ball game and show you why you're so wrong.
Tell me about Dr. John's version of Take Me Out to a Ball Game. And tell me about the history of this song, because it's something which even as a Brit who's not into baseball, and I was aware of it.
I think it was first recorded maybe 1908, early 20th century. And it's just become an iconic part of the game. And obviously when you ask me to pick a song, like we're talking about baseball, there could only be one. You know, Dr. John is actually a fella that I heard perform it when I was watching Ken Burns' famous baseball documentary. And I thought it was fun.
Does Dr. John have a PhD?
Or is he funk?
Good answer, sir. Other songs associated with the peculiar sport of baseball, Thomas?
Baseball is so parochial. I think there's a lot of local things. For instance, Boston, the Boston Red Sox, where I live, are really into Sweet Caroline for some reason. They sing that. I know the Yankees for a long time did the YMCA. during parts of their games. And I think there's a lot of local traditions. That's one of the things that separate baseball from the other sports, it's not nearly quite as national in scope, even though it's considered the national pastime. Mm-hmm. Where like the NFL, you have games all day on TV on Sunday, and everyone gets to watch these nationally televised games, and there's only 16, but there's so many baseball games, there develops this very local love for the team in ways that, not saying that football teams don't have it, but it's something special. And you have these little unique things that pop up around baseball that you don't necessarily get, these little quirks that you don't get with other sports.
So between the American League and the National League, are they both set up exactly the same way, and do they have the same rules?
They have the same rules except for the designated hitter. And there's some really arcane things associated with whether you have the designated hitter or not. The designated hitter is exactly what it sounds like. It's a guy who hits but doesn't play the field. The American League has the designated hitter, where the National League, the pitcher has to hit. And since they spend most of their time practicing pitching, they're usually an easy out. So in order to make things more exciting, the American League adopted the designated hitter, I think, in the 70s, much to the chagrin of purists. But I think it's a good thing.
So there are arcane slight differences between the two leagues. Which is actually, would you say, the strongest in terms of the teams competing in it, and why?
I think the American League tends to... I tend to be an American League guy. The Yankees are in the American League. It's what I know. Mm-hmm. But the games tend to be a lot longer, where I feel like many times the National League plays almost a different brand of baseball. It's called small ball more often. And I'm speaking in generalities, but you're more likely to see things like bunts and sacrifices to try to move runners over, where because they have the DH, the AL tries to play more of a power game.
Oh, whoa. DH and AL?
The American League's the AL. Okay. The DH is a designated hitter. Okay. Sorry for slipping into a shop talk. You know, that's the main difference. Competitively, it seems like the American League has been the more dominant team in recent years. But it ebbs and flows. It ebbs and flows.
So for the newbie, for the novice, who are the stars of the sport?
Stars of the sport? It obviously depends where you are. People like their locals.
But like Steph Curry in basketball is kind of now transcending the whole sport, isn't he? He's with James Corden doing carpool karaoke. Who is the Steph Curry of baseball?
I like Mike Trout. He's an outfielder. He's really good shape, hits a ton, plays a great outfield. He's in California. He plays for the Angels. Mm-hmm. I think he's not a young up-and-comer anymore, but he's a solid baseball player, and he plays the game well.
Okay, and then just ending up, Mr. Daly, right? Because you half convinced me that maybe I should give this thing a little bit of a watch. And the truth be known, I did see the Toronto Blue Jays play the Boston Red Sox about, 7 years ago or so. So I have been to a ball game. But who is going to win the mistitled misnomer that is the World Series this year, do you reckon?
Hope springs eternal in baseball, Royfield. No matter what happened last year, no matter what team made the moves, no matter what your team didn't do in the offseason, your team will always be the number one prospect for the World Series. So I have to say, with all seriousness, that the New York Yankees are going to win the World Series.
Perfect. You're done, man. Cool.
Hesitation is a track by Pacific Northwesterners Beat Connection. They blend simple but melodic EDM riffs that sound almost British. Brickhouse was released by the Commodores in 1977. The single peaked at number 5 in the US chart. The track features drummer Walter Clyde Orange on lead vocals, as opposed to Lionel Richie, who usually sang lead.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed this week's show. Don't forget, you can follow the show's progress on Facebook by simply typing in Friday 15. You can also find us on Twitter, where you can follow me. I'm at Royfield, spelled R-O-I-F-I-E-L-D. Now, every Thursday, you can jump onto Twitter and tweet me and nominate a song for me to put into this week's Friday 15. iTunes reviews, folks, are extremely important. They're the lifeblood of any podcast. Please go onto iTunes and write us a glowing review. And don't forget, finally, you can email me here on Royfield, spelled R-O-I-F-I-E-L-D.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
@gmail.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
See you all again in 7 days' time for more good music and great conversation.